King of Kings,
because He has invited us to Himself.
He is calling you to Himself this evening to be fed by His word and sacrament, to be strengthened in faith, and to be renewed in spirit. Let us trust in His mercy and repent of our sins. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I have sinned and turned on you. My thoughts, words, and actions not reflect the love you have shown me. I have come into your presence, seeking your mercy and repenting of all my sins. Forgive me, Lord. The words of forgiveness I speak to you now are not my words. I speak in the stead and by the command of my Lord. He has commanded that when His children confess their sins, they are to be forgiven. Do you believe this? I forgive you all your sins then in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Please join us in our hymn. The Lord be with you. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, and that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Behold, the days are coming, declared the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the whole house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant then was broken, though I was their husband, declared the Lord. But this is a covenant that will make with the house of Israel after these days, declared the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it in their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer each one will teach the neighbor and each his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me. For the least of them is the greatest, declared the Lord. And I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is Hebrews 10, 13, 15 through 25. The Holy Spirit also bared witness to us for all, after saying, This is a covenant that I will make with them after these days, declared the Lord. I will put my laws on their heart and write it on their minds. Then he added, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. Where there is forgiveness for those, there is no longer any offering of sin. Therefore, brothers, since we have confessed to enter the holy places by the body of Jesus, by the new and living ways that he opens for us through the curtains, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and the bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he has promised his faithfulness. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not negotiating to meet together as it is habit for some, but encouraged one another and all more as he sees the days drawing near. This is the word of the God.
Please stand. Holy Gospel for this evening is recorded in the book of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat of it." And they said to him, "Where will you have us prepare it?" And Jesus said to them, "Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and tell the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room, that I may eat my Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When the hour had come, he reclined at the table with the apostles with him. And he said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat of it again until I have fulfilled it in the kingdom of God." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly and abundantly poured out upon you this very night. You may be seated. Our text is the gospel lesson, which was read just a few moments ago. And it's about our Passover that we celebrate, certainly as our Jewish faithful brothers and sisters in the faith of the Israelites and Judaism. They too celebrate a sacrifice of a Passover lamb, and they call this day Passover. And this year it happens to coincide within Easter week, Holy Week. This is the story and the account of that first Passover that Jesus celebrated with his celebrated before Holy Communion. And as we start to see it, we'll see some special significance and how in this evening Jesus actually goes beyond that annual celebration that they had always had. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed, our text tells us. Now, Passover was part of God's deliverance, you may recall, of the Jews from Egypt. The Egyptians had many false gods, and every one of the 10 plagues that the Egyptians suffered under was really a defeat of one of their deities. The last plague during Moses' time was that the angel of death was passing over all of Egypt, killing the firstborn, and that included Pharaoh's son, who was the heir apparent to the throne, of which he and his family would continue their reign through their son. Pharaoh's deification line, you might say, ended when his son died, and thus so did his godhood status. You might say the God of the Israelites had 10-0 beat the Egyptians' gods, and as a result had defeated them one by one, so much so that on this last, where the angel of death passed through the city and the countryside and the empire, they cried out, "Send the slaves away to go to worship their God, as Moses has asked Pharaoh." In the book of Exodus, the Israelites are told to sacrifice a lamb on this evening and to put the blood of that lamb over the doorpost of their homes. And when the angel of death would pass over their homes, he would see those homes that were marked with the blood of the lamb. these homes would be spared. These homes would not suffer the loss of their firstborn. These homes were marked by the blood of the Lamb. This feast, my friends, is annually celebrated even to this day, marking God's deliverance from Israel. But here today, this evening, we will see how communion, Holy Communion, actually goes beyond Passover, extending even into eternity. It is at this Passover celebration itself that Jesus introduces Holy Communion to his disciples. As God delivered and protected Israel in the Old Testament, Passover, Jesus now delivers, forgives, and protects us today and into eternity in Holy Communion. Hear his words, Jesus' own words spoken to his disciples and now us as fellow partakers. And when the hour had come, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And Jesus said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Why? Could it be so that they, the disciples, could understand the need for Christ to be crucified tomorrow? To see the power and the effect, perhaps, of the Old Testament spotless Lamb of God? And that role of that Lamb delivering Israel from the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, the Egyptians? And now seeing Jesus in that peculiar role as the spotless Lamb of God, whose blood would be over the doorpost of our homes, of our hearts, I should say. Our greatest enemy is the angel of death and the grave, where our sins would fall into eternal damnation along with us. And celebrating now a certain victory. Couldn't it be that Jesus wanted us to see that the angel of death would pass us over also because of Holy Communion? That which we receive is his very own body and blood, we are told. That he's in with and under the bread and the wine, and that without the shedding of blood there can be no forgiveness. These verses are so clear and speak to each of us, telling us that Jesus did suffer and did die, and he is telling us that he promised this was according to God's plan. It was an ultimate fulfillment of God's Passover, going further than the Passover with his New Testament people. It was his divine deliverance from slavery as it was in Egypt. Only this slavery was over and against the slavery of sin, death, damnation, and the devil, by which we are all captured, except by the blood of Christ, where we now have the victory. And Jesus took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And coming soon it was, because Jesus would be crucified on the very next day. 3 days later, we know from scriptures that he would be raised from death to life, and that through his resurrection, his victory over the grave would be ours. And he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he also broke it, and he gave some to the disciples, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. As you do the Passover now, do Holy Communion also in remembrance of Christ and all that he has done for you, his death upon Calvary, the shedding of his blood, facing God's wrath in our place, but knowing that through his suffering, our sins have been paid for completely. Don't forget, don't take it lightly this night. And likewise, the cup after they'd eaten, he said, this cup is poured out for you in the new covenant. This is my blood. Simple wine, yet Christ says, this is my blood. It's with it. It's with him. He is with us. And the blood of Christ, we remember, what's it do? It cleanses us of all sin. 1 John 1:7-9. And without the shedding of blood, as I said in the book of Hebrews, there can be no forgiveness. Tonight, as you come forward, confessing your sins, you leave this table cleansed by the body and blood of Christ, in with and under the bread and the wine. Now, Passover was a communal meal, remembering the past and connecting the present. So it is with us in Holy Communion. It remembers and it joins us with the communion of saints of all times and the forgiveness of sins here and now. Jesus is really present in this meal, not as a dead and dying Savior, but rather as a risen, exalted Redeemer, raised from death to life. His words to us, take and eat, this is my body, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. And take and drink, this is my blood, which is in with and under the wine. It's given and shed for you, for each of your sins. There's not a sin that Jesus' blood will not forgive. And I want you to know that, because Jesus commands you to take, eat, and take and drink for the forgiveness of your sins. So many of us will say we're not worthy. And I would have to confess, neither am I. But thanks be to God in Christ, Jesus says, come. He invites this beggar of God's grace to simply step forward, confessing our sins unto Him. He's faithful and just to cleanse us of all of our sins and all unrighteousness. And our risen Redeemer, we can bank on the fact that He has not only risen from death, but His victory over death and the grave is also our victory over death and the grave. And our sins are really forgiven. Like the altar will be stripped at the end of this service, our sins have been stripped away from us. And we stand clean, redeemed, with a robe of righteousness as God's children. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the true faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, we gather the offerings, and we'll follow that with the prayers.
When you prayed beneath the trees, it was for me, O Lord. When you cried upon your knees, how could it be, O Lord? When in blood and sweat and tear, you dismissed your final fear, when you faced the soldier's spears, you stood for me. O Lord.
Lord Savior Jesus Christ, thank you. Thank you for celebrating that first Passover with your disciples on this eve before your crucifixion, and showing us that there's so much more, showing us that you are indeed the spotless Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, dear Jesus, for showing us that it was through your blood shed upon the cross where the doorposts of our hearts were covered by your blood, and that the angel of death will pass us over as well. God's wrath has been removed. Our wrongs have been forgiven. Our stains of sin have been cleansed. Lord Jesus, thank you. Lord, we also ask that you would help us as your people to live lives worthy of our calling as we give you thanks. Prepare us, O Lord, also to commune and to take and eat this bread and wine, your very body and blood present within, and for us to not only know that our sins are forgiven, but to rejoice in the fact that we are your children, are in a relationship with you and with one another, for now and for eternity. We thank you that in this meal we join with the communion of all saints of all times, and that heaven itself meets earth itself here in this meal. Lord, in your mercy, we now pray that prayer which you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The congregation may remain standing. Just a reminder, the two catechismen, or the candidates for First Communion, Harris and Carly and their families, are invited to come to the side and to await being called forward. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he's betrayed, took the bread. And when he had broken it, he gave thanks and he gave it unto his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, given unto death for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, in the same way, he also took the cup. And when he had supped, he gave thanks and he gave it unto his disciples, saying, take and drink ye all of it. For this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is given and is shed for you, for the remission of all your sins. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.